Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier.
Watch the Red Sox game and cheer on your team, man. Let's go.
Christian Fourier, I think he does a great job talking about the Red Sox.
Which recapping, I find to be a boring exercise. The game's great. The Red Sox rolling. Awesome. There are no issues.
Those people should just admit they don't like baseball.
They should.
It's okay.
They should.
They're fun to watch.
That is fascinating talk right there.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
Hashtag Red Sox.
You can listen to the middays. We'll talk about it. The afternoons, we'll talk about it. Or the middays, the afternoon, whatever is whatever.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Whatever. All right, final hour here today for the two of us. Lou's going to be around tomorrow. He's not going to do any of the program, but he's going to be around, so maybe we'll talk to him a little bit because he's coming up to play golf with his buddies. We got a little foursome. They're going to play golf. We're going down to Pine Hills tomorrow. We got a nice golf tournament for the Jimmy Fund. We always love helping out the Jimmy Fund. They do great work over there, and so we'll do a little golf tournament down at Pine Hills, and he's going to show up, play a little
Lou golf. Lou always takes all this time off, but he never goes anywhere.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I don't know. He's just like, he doesn't go anywhere. Like, where are you going? Oh, nowhere.
So what does he tell his kid? Hey, kids, we're going to Situate this year for our vacation.
I know.
What are you doing?
He never goes anywhere. Like, maybe because, right, it's the All-Star weekend, so there's really nothing to talk about.
And he hates the All-Star game more than most people, I think, because why would you take off? If you're the baseball guy, he's the insider. He talks to these people all the time. We know. We see him. He's on the phone. He's texting people while we're doing the show.
Baseball stuff.
So he knows all this stuff. He knows all this stuff. And he's taking off the big week for baseball. This is like Major League Baseball's big week. And he's taking the freaking week off. What does it tell you? What does it tell you to the rest of baseball? How important this All-Star game is? Our baseball insider says,
He doesn't want to talk about it.
It's not like he's going to Europe.
Fake it.
Right.
No, you can't fake it.
Right.
I don't know. The All-Star game, it's, you know, everyone tries to fix it and manipulate it. And, you know, the fact of the matter is they should just get rid of the All-Star game. If you did like a blind poll, right, or secret ballot, whatever the hell you want to call it, and you talk to every single player that was voted in or that is playing in the All-Star game, and if you gave them a choice, hey, listen, you're still going to get credit. And your baseball reference, it's still going to say All-Star. If you have a bonus in your contract, you're still going to get that money. But would you rather go to this game where if you're Chris Sale, you may pitch one inning. If you're Mookie Betts, you may get two at-bats. Okay, do you actually want to play in the game? Or would you rather us just send you away on an all-expense-paid trip to wherever you want to go? Because to me, I'm taking the all-expense-paid trip. It's like winning a game show. Hey, door behind door number three. I'm going to Bora Bora. That's what I'm doing.
That's a long trip, Bora Bora, to get back, especially if you open up the second half of the season in the East Coast. That's a
whatever. I took Bora Bora because my point is
and now your point is Bora Bora sounds like a neat place. Yeah.
You rather
been to Bora Bora before?
Because no, it's too far. It always looks cool when you see those huts over the water. Like, I really want to go there.
Yeah.
But it's like a 24-hour flight.
I don't have sharks there, do they?
No, you can see them too. The water's so crystal blue. The point is, I bet you most of those guys rather just have the physical time off. Go wherever they want.
But you know what it is, Christian. The young players who are getting a first opportunity or even second or third opportunity, it's a big, huge deal. This is something they dreamed about when they were throwing the ball in the driveway against the garage doors, okay? So it's important for them. The players that are a little bit worn out, because this is not the halfway point of the season. People keep on saying that. We're at the half point. No, we are 98 games. For some teams into the season, they're only going to play 64 the rest of the way. Yankees will probably pay like, 75 or whatever because they have makeup games today. But that's how many games. It's not the halfway. It's well beyond the half-point season. A lot of guys are worn down. You're right. They need the time off right now just to rest. But you almost feel
like
obligated.
Like football is the only major sport that has their all-star game like actually physically when the season is over. Because can you imagine taking a week? No,
because they've been doing it in between the conference championship games and the Super Bowl.
Okay, but,
so you don't get the real All-Stars. You get the All-Stars that aren't in the Super Bowl.
Most of the guys don't play. They don't want to play. You get alternates because
you get the B's and the C's.
So if you win, you get an extra $45K. Okay, big deal.
Right.
Point is, you would never see an NFL team have an All-Star game in the middle of a season. Imagine telling these guys, yeah, you're going to play another game. I know like the wear and tear isn't the same in baseball, not even basketball, but hockey. I mean, I know they changed the rules, but it's still like it's physically you're putting out energy. I would give them the option. Listen, just have a week off. Play like a, you know, best of. Do a Battle of the Network Stars version of the All-Star game.
The best of.
I don't know, whatever. It just doesn't matter. Go on some like, I don't know. Just the point is, I bet you anything that they don't want to waste their time. Because what are you doing? You basically have to go to another city, get on another plane where everybody else who's not, they're just, what do you think they're doing? Every player, Jackie Bradley Jr., David Price, anybody who's not playing in the All-Star game, don't you think they'd just rather just, you know, they're just probably happy as hell. I'm going to take a trip that I normally wouldn't be able to take. You guys got to go to Washington.
Yeah, I say I don't care about this game. I don't care about what they're doing tonight, the home run derby. You know, I mean, I might want to see this Aguilar the kid. I mean, but I don't care. The names aren't big enough. You're not dealing with the marquee names in the game. And I don't care much about the game tomorrow. If anything, we're away for a week here, which to me is not good for Red Sox coverage this week. So the Red Sox probably don't want to stop playing. Lou brought this point up the other day, and I thought it was a good one. They don't want to stop playing right now. Not only are the Red Sox off to this unbelievable start of 68 wins and only 30 losses, on target for 112 pace for 112 wins. On top of that, this is a historic run for them. But some people I know that they're buying in hook, line, and sinker. I don't know how you can do that. I threw that out, and we've been throwing it out for weeks. I don't know how you can do that, Christian.
You're going to be – see, to me, it's like the winning
I want to. Don't get me wrong. I want to.
I mean, they're just killing everybody. They're kicking ass right now. And it's getting to the point where it's like you just kind of expect it. You know, and okay, oh, they won again. Okay, oh, everybody's doing awesome.
Yep.
So you have like two sides. You have the one side that is completely on board. They don't need to see one more game. This team has everything it takes. Core was a great addition. JD Martinez, man, they are buying in. Mookie Betts having a better year than anyone ever expected. Unbelievable. Pitching's great other than David Price. Yeah, you got some injuries, but overall, you have the best roster and you have the right mental makeup now. Things have changed. Or you have the side that I think you're on.
No.
You've seen, you agree with the different personality, the character, and how everybody looks like they're enjoying themselves and they're having fun because they're winning. But you're just not 100% sold on it. You're just not convinced because they've broken your heart so many times. You can't buy it. None of these guys have wins.
No, see, I'm not either one of those guys. I like to pick and choose. It's
all you like to sit on the fence.
No, it's not sitting on the fence. Everybody likes to do that. No. I'm staying away.
With your own waffle mix.
No, I'm staying
away. Famous waffle mix.
I'm staying away from the simpletons like you that want to make everything black and white.
You think it's so black and white.
It's not black and white.
It is.
It's not black and white.
You think they can win it all or you don't think they can. Which one is it?
No, but you just talked about character. Character, okay? And you can't be on the side of I still am very suspicious of this team because the bullpen to me is not deep enough, okay? I think they can hit. I'm not worried about that. And now you just lost one of your starters this weekend. He may not come back, and now all the pressure is on David Price. And I'm sorry, if there's anybody out there that truly believes in David Price in the postseason as a starter, good luck to you, okay, in life. Because I don't know how you can take that take and feel comfortable about it. But when it comes to character, I like the character of this team. I didn't trust the character of the team last year or the year before. I didn't like the style where they sat there and they manufactured runs. And we'll just run our ass off of the base pass, and that will make up for the fact that we have no power. We're sitting there trying to be patient hitters because on-base percentage is wonderful. On-base percentage to me was getting a bunch of guys on base, and at the end of the inning, you'd add up another two or three LOBs. That's what you'd do. They never moved them past home plate. This year, it's much different. This
so
is a power game.
So they're a great team. You're on board 100%.
Right.
All the way.
Right.
All the way.
No.
Right. No issues.
No, this is your black and white issue. No.
No, you can't do it that way. If I'm asking you to pick a side, you can't lay on the fence.
No, you want to make it simple.
No, I'm not making
it
simple.
You don't want to break stuff down.
What you do is you pick a side, then you talk yourself out of it.
I don't talk
you
myself
give all
out of
the
any.
Reasons why they're great and they're good and why you should have faith and be committed to picking them to win it
no.
all.
You threw a bunch of stuff. You threw a bunch of stuff with this team. Some of it I agreed with. Some of it I did not agree with. So what you're saying is that this team has character. I agree this team has character. Now, I'll ask you this. Do you feel comfortable if you win the division? Let's say you leave the Yankees in the dusk here. You're going to get them in a couple weeks. Leave them in the dusk. You win the division. The Yankees are the wild card. They play the one-game wild card team. They knock off Seattle, and you come up with the best record in the league, and you play the Yankees in a best-of-five series, okay? In a divisional series. Do you feel comfortable with day two sending David Price to the mound?
Well, I don't think day two is David Price. I think day two is Rick Porcello. He's not David Price.
Do you
is not,
feel comfortable?
No.
With Rick Porcello, who's having his own struggles right now.
One bad outing. My issue.
Do you feel comfortable with Price? My side says.
No.
You just lost E-Rod. Maybe this past week.
Says, oh, so unlike you, I'll pick a side. Okay.
No, unlike you.
No, because it's I have the courage.
You're
of my
a simpleton.
Because I don't have to overcomplicate it.
Three,
to act like I'm smarter than everybody.
If they put three choices or four choices in multiple choice, it's a killer for you. You like multiple choice with two choices.
I want all of the above. I always say all of the above.
I'm picking and choosing and breaking it down because I think there are specifics with this team. They do hit home runs right now. This is not the same team we saw offensively a year ago.
When you think about it, have they given you any reason not to believe them?
Yes.
Other than the last two years.
Look at the bullpen.
What are you talking about? Like everything they do, they're pooping roses and petals and gold bars. Like they can't do any wrong. Yes, they have bad days, but overall, they're killing it. In every single aspect.
They are.
Just look at it.
But the game
changes. So why don't you believe them?
Because the game changes.
Oh, does it speed up?
And because
game speed up? It doesn't look like it speeds up to me. It doesn't speed up. It slows down in the playoffs.
Baseball never speeds up.
There's no such thing as speeding up baseball.
We don't do that in other sports.
Basketball definitely speeds up.
It becomes more.
Hockey speeds up. Football speeds up. Baseball slows down.
It becomes more of a bullpen game. It really does. David Price is the most important guy in this team right now. Does everybody feel confident that J.D. Martinez is going to continue to hit like this when you get to the next couple of months into the postseason? I would say the answer is yes. Maybe he doesn't hit at this rate. Maybe he gets a little tired, but come on. He's damn good. Mookie Betts. Does anybody question that Mookie Betts isn't going to be one of the best all-around players in the game, maybe second to Mike Trout? As a 5-tool player on the base paths, he did it again this weekend. The base paths were the difference in at least one of these games and maybe contributed to another one. Certainly in the field, we know what he does with power. We know how, just his hitting proficiency, two triples in a game. That's an unusual stat. You don't see that often.
So
you see it with great players like him. I don't worry about him. I don't even worry about Rafael Devers, okay? There's certain guys that I don't worry about. But if you don't have David Price and he is not pitching out of that starting rotation and he's not giving you something, then the chances of this team winning in the postseason have just dropped down significantly.
My point is that you've seen enough to make a educated decision. If I was to tell you everybody on that roster is healthy and playing at their best and you play Houston, you play New York, who wins the series? Everybody's playing their best. So forget about ups and downs and maybes and I'm not really sure and this guy is weak. Okay, whatever. They're all healthy. Who wins?
I don't like the Red Sox chances in that case.
Why?
When you're looking at Houston.
But then why? Why don't you like their chances? So New York does an unbelievable thing. They win the play-in. They keep rolling through the playoffs and then they lose, right? Houston goes all the way and they actually knock you out. So there's history there. They've overcome some
things. The Yankees went to game seven, right?
They were right. Playing great.
Pretty good.
So you're saying
I look at their bullpen.
Who wins? So if is everything equal? So if the Houston Astros and the Red Sox equal, then who wins?
The Red Sox are, again, this is what you want to do. Yes, do they win? If they're going to lose.
It's like you're
that's
not,
what you want to make
I'm
it simple.
I'm not going to hold
the
you
Red
to
Sox
listen,
are,
if you change your
not,
mind,
you don't have to hold
on,
me
I'll
to
let
anything.
You change your mind.
You don't have to hold me to
if
anything.
Listen, this is radio. You can change your mind. You can change your mind. You do it all the time.
It's fun radio.
You do it all the time. You change your mind all the time.
Talk for 4 hours.
So big deal. Like you feel
change
like someone's
my mind
gonna
from
hold
break
it.
To break.
You feel like someone's gonna hold it against you.
Nobody's.
Like,
I don't.
I heard Glenn Ordway say middle of the night that this was gonna happen.
I don't care about that.
He lied.
Christian, they're in the mix. They are probably better prepared in the postseason than they were the last couple of years because even against good pitching, I believe this team will produce runs. But you've got a starting rotation that just lost one of the guys this weekend. We don't know whether he'll come back, and if he comes back. He's putting all the weight on that right leg, which has already been a problem with the knee, and now he's got it with the foot. Is he going to be the same guy? Because he was starting to ramp it up. This kid was pretty damn good. And he went through, 19 scoreless innings? This kid was really starting to show something. The only thing he was doing is toying around too often in certain counts and not burying the guy and getting out and going to the next guy. So he wasn't going out long enough. He was pitching for 5 1/3, 5 2/3. He had to expand his game. But you lose him this weekend, and now you've got Chris Sale. How many postseason games has he won?
None.
I'll give it that. Make it easy
zero,
for you.
Zero. I carried the one.
David Price, how many has he won? He'll tell you a couple out of the bullpen.
Yes.
Doesn't count.
What?
Doesn't count unless
when?
You want no. Unless you want to put him all in the bullpen. And I already said this. I feel better putting Price in the bullpen for the postseason right now. If you were to tell me, what are my chances of feeling good about David Price? I would feel better if you told me today, David Price is going to work out of the bullpen. Because it's not his game. You know, he doesn't have his name. He's not the author of game 2 or game 3 when he goes out there. He's just coming in there and cleaning up or trying to do something for the guy that started the game. There's no pressure. And we all know it's all between the ears with him, and it's all about pressure, right?
So you're on board with the Red Sox.
I'm on board with him out of the bullpen, not as a starter. But guess what? I think he's going to be a starter, and even more so now, with Rodriguez going down this weekend. I don't feel as good, because now you really have to depend on David Price. So who's the most significant player the rest of the season? Forget about the rest of the season. Lou said this right last week. He's pitching in a bunch of exhibition games. He'll get the Yankees on, Sunday night, August 5th. So he'll get the Yankees in that game, and he'll probably get the Yankees once, maybe twice in the month of September. He's got 3 or 4 significant starts that we're going to be looking at. The rest of the stuff, he'll probably be fine, and he'll be going up against the suckier teams in Major League Baseball. But is he not the most significant player on this team when you get to the postseason?
It's funny, though. He should be. Shouldn't he be?
For $31 million?
He should be. That's the thing. And it's like now he's like the X factor, right? Like you count on Sale and JD and Mookie and hope those guys make hits.
But I feel good about Mookie Betts. I feel good about JD Martinez. And Mookie hasn't had great success in the postseason, has he? JD Martinez. I feel good about those guys. I have trouble feeling good about Price in a big playoff scenario. And to me, things have changed over this weekend. He becomes more important to this team because the one guy you thought might be able to do it, I say might be able to do it, if David Price couldn't do it, is E-Rod. And he may be out of the equation right now. So I don't know how you can't be scared. The fact that you're dependent right now on David Price he's the most important guy on this team if this team is going to go out there and win the World Series. All right, quick break. We're right back at you.
From 10 to 2, it's experts only.
You sound like an imbecile. You're losing an argument to a so-called baseball guy. You sound like Johnny Gomes talking hockey. Tell me what a switch hitter is.
Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Meetings, and I was disappointed and upset, actually, and so I... T.O. and said, what's going on? And the first thing I asked, I said, can you clarify what's happening here? He said, why do I need to clarify? I said, well, first of all, and I texted this to him, I said, first of all, In your statement, you said after visiting the Hall of Fame, you decided not to go. So did something happen during the visit, or why are you making this decision? People will wonder, are you trying to spit on the players? Because it looks like you're spitting on the Hall of Famers, not just the Hall.
Why the hell is this a big, huge controversy? This is Michael Irvin now. And he's talking about Terrell Owens, who you probably heard, got into the Football Hall of Fame this year, but he elected to take his induction elsewhere. Where's he doing it? He's doing like on a college campus or something?
His school. His college.
Tennessee Chattanooga.
Yes, he's doing it.
So then the Hall of Fame comes back and says, okay, if he's doing that, we're not going to break up the program. Since he doesn't have a presenter, he's not going through the procedure. We're not going to sit there for, 12, 15, 18, 20 minutes or whatever and do the Terrell Owens bit. He will be part of the names up there that he's one of the new inductees. And then at the end of the whole thing, we'll recognize, and here they are, and in order, the newest members of the Hall of Fame, and they will include him in that, and they don't want to make a big deal. And what they've done in all of this, every party has done in all of this, is they're making a controversy. This is a month away. They're making a controversy that is going to get bigger in the next 4 weeks, and it's going to play in to the future voting of Hall of Famers. There are now Hall of Fame voters who are coming out, and they're talking about, I'm not going to vote for somebody if he's not going to be there for the induction ceremony. So that's going to be part of the criteria. What about the dead people?
Well, they always have somebody, standing in for them. See, my point
dead
is,
people can't be
so,
there.
Really, this is not like the norm, like Terrell Owens.
But this is the start of something. You're going to get more
else,
of this.
Why else would you not go?
He's not going because he felt he was stiffed in the first year of eligibility. Okay, and maybe he's right. But there were people in the committee, apparently, in the room. They do it differently.
So you're telling me that's – I don't think that's it. I mean, you're telling me the only reason why he's not going because he wasn't a first ballot Hall of Famer?
But then he's BSing Michael Irvin because he's telling Michael Irvin he only did this after he made a trip to the Hall of Fame.
He made a trip to the Hall of Fame and realized what?
I don't know. But don't you hate it when people suddenly, they're protesting, they're doing something, and you're sitting there going, what the hell are you doing,
What
man?
Are you protesting for?
Right. And you don't know.
I thought it was a money issue.
They're kind of giving you these cryptic messages. It's what's pissed me off the most about the Patriots. In the offseason with Brady and his little videos and Gronk and his little, social media posts and stuff. Stop giving me cryptic messages. Tell me why you're pissed. And then we'll all judge.
See, to me,
it
started off as like he didn't want to go because it cost so much money. He had to throw a party. He had to bring his family out there. He's kind of, having some issues right now. So that's why he didn't go.
Hold on. You can't find somebody that's going to take care of
GoldenPalace.com.
Exactly.
When you put your yellow jacket on, can you please turn around so we can have it say GoldenPalace.com?
Dennis Rodman. Talk about people that have been
marketing,
troubled financially over their careers.
Cannabis company that wants to back you?
Dennis Rodman has always found a way to be able to be part of it, including going to North Korea and be part of a summit between us.
Yeah, Potcoin. Yeah. That's what it is, Potcoin.
Right.
So fine. He doesn't want to go. Big deal. You say his name. He doesn't get a speech. You have his. Is he going to get a bust? Is that what it is?
Yeah, he'll get a bust. No, he gets everything.
So fine.
But Christian, what?
But people are bitching. He doesn't want to go.
So people are bitching about the Hall of Fame. So you tell me, what should the Hall of Fame do in the program? The program is established where there's a sponsor, and the sponsor gets up there, and he apparently, does the appeal or whatever. He does the talk. And then the player comes up there, and the player says,
No. What happens is that there's like a dinner beforehand. Everybody comes out there.
I know the dinner.
I know, but the day of, you have your
the parade. You do a parade?
No, you have the whoever speaks for you. You pick your I don't even know what they call it anymore.
Your sponsor or whatever.
But you're saying there's a sponsor like in the media that sponsors you.
There's somebody who does it. We were talking about this a few weeks ago. What happens when Brady goes in there? Is Belichick going to be the guy, right? We were saying. So the guy gets up there and he is the one. Is that how they do it?
No, you pick your who's going to announce you. Like you pick like your son or your like I remember Jarrett Payton, he introduced his dad.
Okay, Terrell Owens is not going to have one of those people there. So what should the...
Presenter, sorry, it's presenter. That's who's presenting. It's not a sponsor, it's a presenter.
Yeah,
But you were saying something different. You were saying
what you meant, and I used the wrong word, and okay. I apologize. I will never do that again. Okay, I apologize.
That's your one shot.
So I'm off to a bad start this
week. You're almost done. Keep going.
That's right. So you're right. Presenter. All right. He's not going to have a presenter. So what should the Hall of Fame do? There are people out there, I heard, in the last few days, they're sitting there presenting the argument that the Hall of Fame needs to come up with somebody like a phony, like a fill-in, who's going to get up there
that
and just make a presentation.
That's a joke. See, that would be his sponsor. That would be the guy that said, I nominate Terrell Owens. Here's why. Then they go through the table, go through all the votes, and that's.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the presenter who just introduced.
But that's if it wouldn't be the presenter because he picks his presenter. So the Hall of Fame would say, you know what? Whoever sponsored him, whoever nominated him, is going to speak on his behalf.
But why do you waste the time? Then he's not going to get up there and speak. So
I don't think they should.
So we talked about the dead people. When the dead people go up there, well, they don't go up there. Somebody goes up there.
Ghost guns.
Because that would be. That'd be good though. If somebody could pull that off, awesome. That would be awesome. But somebody goes up there and talks about him, okay? And they usually look to the sky and they do the whole thing and everybody starts tearing up and it's emotional. What are you going to do? Terrell is not here today. He's at some other college and he's doing all of this.
I'll tell you what you do. It's very simple. Like you don't have to be all like big time and act like a jerk. Like there's this bus and also Terrell Owens. That's it. You don't play a video. You don't play. He doesn't want to be part of it. You still recognize him. His name's still going to be in there. He's still going to have his bust in there and his accomplishments and the teams. Whatever. That's it. And then if he doesn't want to be part of it, don't force the issue. But don't be a jerk about it either. He has earned the right. You voted for him into the Hall of Fame. So he doesn't get a video, he doesn't get a presenter, he doesn't get a speech, you leapfrog him.
But that's what they're doing.
I have no problem with that. What's the big deal? Good.
People are all over the Hall of Fame because they're not doing something. They're not.
He doesn't want to be part of the ceremony.
Correct. So why do you want to relegate 12 minutes or whatever to play a video and everything else? If he doesn't want to be part of it, why should you be sitting there playing the 12-minute video? So I don't have a problem necessarily with the Hall of Fame is doing. I don't think they should allocate time in the program for him other than make sure you recognize him, make sure the bust is up there, make sure you're including him in the end. But here's where I get concerned about it, that when people are anonymously saying there could be some problems with the guys voting in the future because they may be fearful of putting in somebody who's not going to show up. Forget about whether they're going to show up, okay? You don't do it whether they're alive or they're dead. So irrelevant whether they're going to show up or not. Just vote for the best guy. Whoever's the best guy, whoever should be in, you vote for the best guy. You've been the best guy in today's show. You've been the best
totally
guy.
Totally carried this
And
show,
I know yeah. that's really going to screw me Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're both out on Friday. So.
Here, when planning a family vacation this summer, remember, the Honda Pilot has room for eight, and the phrase, I will turn this car right around, is incredibly effective. Visit HondaDealersOfNewEngland.com. Around here, we Honda.
We're back with what some call the best midday show in Boston.
It's the best midday show in the city. That's not me being sarcastic. I happen to like the show a lot right now.
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio, WEEI.
I got on Twitter and got out in front of this a little bit because I knew that question was coming. So I'm sure a lot of San Franciscans are offended by that. And sorry. People getting offended by bat flips is so silly. It's just like, I'm not sorry. I'm not really sorry.
Good.
You know, it's part of our game. Everybody does it. If somebody's going to throw at me because of it, I got thrown at in the past this season for bat flipping. I clearly...
See, I love this. That was Mark Canna, the guy that was rumored to be coming to the Red Sox, remember, early in the season?
Oh.
The Oakland A's. He flipped his bat. Big deal. What's the big deal? If you do something good in baseball, you should be celebrating. What is this? What's happened to the world? We're all sitting there, and we have to be polite, and we have to act like we've been there before. Is LeVar Ball's 15 minutes up yet? Is it over?
No, it's only going to get worse.
Okay, I think we've called him the dumbest, stupidest, idiotic father of the year for the last year anyway, right? So he's getting headlines on ESPN because he's once again going at LeBron James. Now, I understand that last year where you want to be a little bit relevant, you figure you take the biggest star in the game. But your son is now playing for the team that is controlled by LeBron James.
Yeah, but how is he going after LeBron?
He's boasting that back in his day he would beat him one on one. That LeBron couldn't carry his jock. I mean, just stupid.
Yeah, but I mean, again, like, if you're LeBron James, you're your dad's out of control, dude.
Oh no,
your dad is every guy's dad. Ah, back in my day, I can beat you with one hand tied behind my back.
Lonzo's days.
Walk to school in the snow, uphill both ways.
Lonzo's days are numbered. Trust me on this one. Look who's back from a long vacation.
Hi,
Dale
fellas.
Arnold. How are you?
Great. How are you?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Where'd you go? Like Antarctica?
No, you climbed some big giant mountain in Australia.
I did climb Mount Washington.
Okay.
I saw that video. Did you climb or did you drive?
Come on, tell us.
Do you drive down? I feel like you walked
I took
up
the train
and then you
down.
Oh, okay, good. I'm down for that.
That train's scary. That train is scary.
Yeah, you know, the cog railway.
But you did actually climb.
All five
Good
hours.
For you.
Yeah, it was a goal that I had set, and a friend of mine and I did it together, and we had a great time.
Everest next? Where are you going next?
I don't know.
No?
I got to let my body recover from this one first. No. So we're back. Rich and I are back together again, and the one thing I really tried to keep track of, because this past week I was in San Francisco, and I was trying to keep track of the people who didn't care about the Red Sox anymore.
Right.
That seems to be the new hot thing around here.
Not the,
because you don't enjoy a team that's got the most wins in Major League Baseball and a 4.5 game lead in the American League East, right? But they'll suck in the playoffs, you know.
Yeah, but there is a difference, though.
So
but there is a difference. It's not black and white. Oh. There's a difference of this team is on to a
it's
historical.
It's black and white. They are the best team
not.
In baseball.
Thank you, Dale.
It's by
wow.
far.
Somebody it's not.
With
the playoffs
not
are different. Because the best team in baseball doesn't win.
I didn't say that.
Seattle won 115 games
the
one year.
Best
Did they
team
win?
In baseball right now. That's
but
all what, I can talk about.
But I agree with you. So in that respect, you're right.
But I disagree.
But still not being a little bit concerned.
Are you trying to play the part of Glenn Ormey and Lou Maloney
today?
He is. You're trying to be bold.
Christian didn't know who was missing on today's show. Someone's missing. I'm not sure it is. No Mark James today with the two of you?
No, just us.
All right, just the two of them. All right, it's coming up next. You ready to do it again tomorrow?
Do I have a choice?
We're at Pine Hills tomorrow, down in Plymouth.
Why can't
for
we
Jimmy
play Kirkbrae in Rhode Island? It's like a block away from my house.
You know, sometimes it just doesn't work out.
All
for
this
you.
This is
sometimes.
One of those cases.
All right, back tomorrow, 10 a.m. We're out of here, boys.
And there won't be no show.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.